Okay, then. Well, it is 8 o'clock. And we're live. And I'm the only one here. Didn't plan on that. I have no idea where everyone else is. So you'll have me in dead air. Weird is on assignment. He actually took vacation. So he wasn't going to be here. Jay and Breeder, no show. So it's going to be an interesting show. Somebody better call in, damn it. 214-530-0036. We already have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Area code 214. Hey. 214. You're in Dallas.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a name?
Hello. Yes, this is Sean Casey calling.
Sean! Awesome.
How are you?
Well, I'm glad you could call, because I was getting ready to get all excited about doing the show alone.
Hello?
I never get to call in, and I saw that I got to wish Breda a happy birthday. She didn't Breda a happy birthday, so I wanted to call in and say happy birthday.
It's Sean Casey, Breda.
Oh, hi, Sean.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank
you. How are you?
I have rhubarb strawberry jam in my fridge for you.
I have lots of gun show beef jerky in my fridge for you.
Yay! What a great exchange. I'm totally excited.
Yes,
I just haven't
equitable.
Gotten a chance to mail it, but it's all canned properly and, you know, sealed up and stuff,
yeah.
But it's in the fridge, so.
Yeah, no, I haven't had a chance either. I've been running around like an idiot, so.
Well,
how
it's on
you?
Its way. It's great to hear from you. I'm glad you
it's
called.
It's wonderful to hear you guys. Yeah, I never get a chance to call because usually I'm super duper busy, but Lisa's coming home from work and she's going to pick me up and we're going to go to the pub for some
Very
corn nuggets.
Nice.
So I'm going to. I had a couple of minutes to call, so I thought I would.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
How's Texas, Sean?
Texas is dry right now after all that torrential rain. So
yeah.
We're doing all right. My lawn kind of got a little drowned. I didn't know you could drown a lawn, but you can. So trying to recover that and, you know, just playing with the cats and working and
cool.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, it's starting to get really hot. Is it still snowing in Ohio?
It is not still snowing.
Well,
we are having we're actually having a really nice week this week.
Very good.
It's I guess it's probably comparable to March in Texas. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
we're a couple months behind, but it's pretty nice.
Cool. Very good. What are the topics on tonight's show? I saw one was Bruce Jenner.
Yeah,
Jenner.
We're talking about like the whole kind of body acceptance kind of taken to the extreme thing.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Before
what?
We do that.
Waiting. Yeah.
It is Thursday, June 4th, 2015. This is episode 153, I think. Four, something like that.
I got to say, first off, I want to say that Sean has a great radio voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, he should call in on Skype so it doesn't have the phone fuzz with it.
Yeah, I always want to call in. I never get the chance to call in, so I'm glad I did. But I'll try for Skype.
Cool.
Yeah, I get this voice from breathing in welding plume all day long at work.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No, it's not necessarily a good thing. And I'm not even a welder. It's just a ventilation issue that we have. So, yeah. They keep telling us it's at OSHA acceptable levels, but every day when I come home and blow my nose. I don't think my nose should look like it's been through the Industrial Revolution, but it does. So. I'm stepping outside into the Texas day. Oh, maybe not. You've just checked going by. That's a lot of interference. I'll go back inside. They're doing construction up the road too, and that's also quite nice. How's everybody else doing? How are we all doing?
Well, I went to the gym today, and I probably should not do that on Thursday because around 9 o'clock, I'm ready to go to bed.
That's my normal bedtime. My normal bedtime's like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
That's how I always
miss the show because I have to get up at 5.
Oh gosh. Well, thank you for joining us, though. But you're going out for a pint tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's been that kind of day. We're building. You know, I build locomotives, right?
Right. I know.
Yeah. So we're building the new. The EPA has mandated that we'll now build the new Tier 4 locomotive. So, without giving away any trade secrets, it's many tons heavier than the old one. Tier 3 ran on diesel, and then used the giant alternator to create electrical power. The Tier 4 is a diesel electric and natural gas. There's a lot of extra piping and wiring and sensors. And General Electric, for some reason, seems to be really surprised when it's time to build something new. Like the materials people just are like, wow, gee, we haven't been talking about this for a year. So we're short on parts and everything. It's just been that kind of day. I need a pint, so...
Well, it's Thursday.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I can kind of drift through tomorrow. And I just went to the range with a friend of mine.
Cool.
And, did some handgun shooting. I take as many people as possible to the range. And I got some of the young engineers to go with me and talk them not to hold the gun sideways and keep their finger away from the trigger. And so it was a success. And the one guy was really into it and was very good at it. We went to the gun show this past weekend, and he picked up a Glock 19 for a really good price. He's very excited about shooting, so another one joins the fold.
Need to get to the range. I haven't been in a while.
There's a grill. I live dangerously. I live 4 miles from the Cabela.
Oh.
And 2 miles from that is a really great range, a great local range. And then there's one just up the road. Give a shout out for Performance Defense in North Lake, Texas. It's a great outdoor range that offers low price training, very good training, around $150 a class for introduction to handgunning and defensive handgunning,
drawing,
and night shooting, and just all kinds of really great classes with great range officers and great trainers. And located in beautiful North Lake, Texas. So, that's another great place to go. They have outdoor ranges, and a lot of steel, and a lot of really cool reactive targets, and they let you shoot tannerite and all that. So,
and then brisket.
And then brisket. Yeah, we're really close to Heart 8 Barbecue.
No.
One of these times. What?
I can't take it. Don't talk about the brisket.
I'm sorry. You have to come and stay with us sometime. You can't always go down to the Houston area and stay with Alan. You've got to come try the Fort Worth area.
I need to just make the tour, I think.
Breeding. Yes, absolutely.
Texas
absolutely.
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All my travel tours, it's always about food.
Well, I will torture you a little bit to tell you that we went to a really great restaurant last night with some friends in Plano, Texas, and it's called Whiskey Cake, and it's named after this beautiful, dense, molasses whiskey cake that the chef's grandmother would make him as a child. It's served with caramel, vanilla cream sauce on it, and fresh whipped cream. But for dinner last night, I had a mesquite pork brisket steak
over
poblano white cheddar grits with a side of dark cherries and Brussels sprouts that were charred and tossed with Parmesan and prosciutto.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, we'll have to take you there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Chef Point. Chef Point is the place. I'm sure you've seen, I posted the picture of the $20 Bloody Mary that's garnished with...
Yes, what the
fried,
heck?
Fried, yes. Yeah, and that restaurant is in a Conoco gas station.
Huh.
The person who opened it came from Nigeria, worked his butt off in American restaurants for 10 years, went to the bank and asked to get a loan for a restaurant. They said, you don't have enough. We'll give you a gas station. He opened the gas station and put a restaurant in. Yeah. Yeah. He's got a Portuguese fisherman soup called Chiapino that has every kind of scallops and mussels and mini crabs, and it's amazing. He makes my neighbor's walking her pig. My neighbor has a potbelly pig. She's not walking her pig.
Is that the one you pig sat?
That is the one we pig sat. Yeah, that was amazing. That was like a baby with a 400-pound bite pressure that wanted to put everything in its mouth.
Oh, no.
We got a brand-new anti-fatigue mat in the kitchen. Lisa's like, where's Edie? Where's the pig? And all of a sudden we hear a chomp, and she took a chunk out of it. So
thing
was amazing. No matter how much we put in, she was just the mouth open for more. She loves Cheerios, fresh fruits and vegetables. So she's sweet, but she's a handful. So, yeah. It's a beautiful night. I wish I could share this with you guys. The sun is going down. It's all beautiful rays of light across the clouds.
Take a picture. Post it on Facebook.
I could, but I'm on the phone with you. I don't know how to stay on the phone with you and take a picture, and I don't want to risk losing you. I'm kind of lubitic in that way, you know, like, technology, not my thing. So, yeah.
Well,
so what else are tonight's topics?
Well, the one they kind of go hand and fist together is the one article about the people who are otherwise perfectly okay that wish they were not. I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, is this the people that wish to be trans-abled?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I remember reading an article many years ago. Yeah, it is. It's got to be. I remember reading an article many years ago about people who had amputation fetishes who were going to other countries to have perfectly physically capable, uninjured, non-diseased limbs removed because they had this intense desire to have an amputation. And I thought to myself, what would drive a person to do that? But I used to do body piercing, and I had people come in, and the drive to modify the body was such that people that, you know, men and women that were otherwise attractive had something that drove them to pierce themselves until they look like, you know, a dartboard. And that's certainly the same thing to a lesser extent. And I'm heavily tattooed. And a girl I dated many years ago said something that's really stuck with me. She says she never met anyone who was heavily tattooed who didn't have some kind of emotional baggage. And I would admit that is true of me. But then where do you go? Here comes Lisa. Where do you go when you get to the point where you desire, you know, to be less than whole? If that's
right.
I hope that's not offensive, you know. But okay, I'm getting in the car. Can you turn the radio off, honey? I'm on the radio.
Hi, Lisa. Well, we will let you go, Sean, and you have a good night.
Yeah.
And,
thanks for calling.
You want to say hi to Lisa before? Do you want to say hi to Lisa before we go? All right, let's put you on speaker. Say hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. This is the Squirrel Report.
Read it. We're on the Squirrel Report.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Did you want to say anything about Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner, firearms, or anything otherwise? Did you want to maybe torture them by talking about delicious food? I already told them about whiskey cake.
To each his own, and arm yourself.
Yes.
That's my wife. That's my wife.
Awesome.
Well, thanks, Sean. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you guys. Take care, and I hope to see you soon.
All right.
Yeah, have fun. Bye.
Okay.
Wow, that was a surprise.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if our audio problems are because of Sean's phone or because of us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But we are we are missing two.
Yeah, I'm gonna reboot the PBS.
We don't know what's happened to Jay. Maybe
I got an email that said he was running late. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure we can handle it. We're professionals.
That's right. And that call.
Wait,
number...
no. If I was a professional, that would imply I was getting paid, right?
Yeah, we're not getting paid.
Well,
we're not professionals.
Okay.
214-530-0036. Let's see. I couldn't find a good theme song, but I found this. Ah, crap. You know, sometimes it just turns out to be one of those nights. I found this.
Surprise! Thanks. It's not really a surprise.
I know. Well, anyway, it is Frida's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm starting the second half of my life. You know, I'm at like kind of a middle point.
That's why they call it middle.
I'm not middle aged. I am not. You're middle aged. You. I am not.
Crap. Now I'm worried about the sound. Hang on. Let me see if I can hear it myself.
How am I
going to do this without feeding back into the system? All right, let's give this a try.
I'm sure it's fine. And if it's not, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time the sound sucked.
We have 44 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So it turns out the two topics we came up with kind of go together.
Yeah.
The trans-abled people and the and I found this article. There was this guy.
I have a third topic that kind of goes too.
Okay.
Somebody in Massachusetts, and I'm actually kind of wondering if it's like Weird's lab. They have managed to regrow a limb.
Yeah.
And have it reattach and actually work. So it's kind of in with that whole body thing. At least for me, it is. It kind of goes.
It is. I'm trying to come up with a way to play this. I'm just trying to check the sound.
Again? Is it a little late for that?
Well, the streaming. They're saying there's something wrong with the streaming. So I don't know. It sounds okay to me.
You sound great, Alan.
Yeah.
It's just me and you here, right?
Yeah.
It's not like anybody's listening or trying to call in or.
I hope people are listening. Anyway, yeah, I have this. Oh, man.
Everyone refresh.
Yeah, it's all choppy, choppy, choppy.
Okay, then we're done. Let's hang up.
No, let's not. Let's just keep going. This is kind of funny. Is this guy that was the John Hopkins? He used to be the former psychiatrist in chief at John Hopkins Hospital, and is currently the distinguished service professor of psychiatry. Said that transgenderism is a mental disorder that merits treatment. John Hopkins used to do transgender surgery.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? Sex gender reassignment or whatever it was. Anyway, and they did long-term study on people that decided to get this sex change operation and people that decided not to. And they found out that there really wasn't any difference. The people that got the operation were still screwed up, and the people that didn't get it were still screwed up. So it's really a mental problem. And his point was that you don't fix mental problems with surgery like that.
Right. Well, there's always the example of women who go and they want breast enlargement surgery. They want implants, and because they feel it'll make them feel better about themselves, and it'll make them sexier, and you know, in a lot of cases, women, you know, will just get the surgery, and then after they have the surgery, they find out your boob size is not the problem.
Right.
You're still not happy with yourself. And I think that a lot of, and I'm not saying this in all of the cases, some women get boob jobs and they're fine and they're happy with them. And yay, my boobs are bigger and let's go buy new bras, you know, somewhat, but there is a subset of those women who go out and get new boobs and then they realize, oh, this isn't working for me. Maybe I have to fix something else.
Right.
You know, and then they get bigger boobs or they get a nose job or they get cheek implants or liposuction, and it just spirals out of, you know, and it's like this, it's not about your body. It's about your brain.
Right.
And, I don't know. I've been watching this kind of because of Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever. I've been watching this transpire in the news and this whole feeling of being born in the wrong body it strikes close to home for me because I was born with a birth defect.
Right.
And, you know, my whole life I heard the words birth defect, which in my mind kind of legitimizes the whole idea of, yeah, I really was born in the wrong body, you know. And sure, I have, you know, I've been able to do pretty much everything I wanted to do in life because of prosthetics and because of modern science. But to hear someone who is whole say I was born in the wrong body to me is almost insulting. Because I look at them and I say, you have a beautiful body and it's perfect and it works.
Yep.
And which again leads to, it's a mental thing. And I don't know, you know, it's all sorts of things can go wrong.
Oh, sure.
You know, and who's to say their wiring isn't wrong. And that's, you know, but I don't know if it's a matter of you have to change your body or do you just need to learn how to love yourself as you are? So, you know, so you're a guy who feels like a woman. Okay. You know, it doesn't mean you have to. I think there's this whole gender thing that needs to be addressed. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is to it, but I think it might be kind of like a reaction to the very strict gender roles that people have been brought up with, that men have to be a certain way and women have to be a certain way. And that's all that sort of thing is breaking down. I mean, just generally it's breaking down.
Right.
You know, the whole girl power, women can do anything. And then, you know, it's, I don't know. I think it a lot of it might be a reaction to, you know, both the strict gender roles and the gender stuff that has been in the past. And then now this kind of open society, permissive, tolerant thing that's going on. People think, okay, I can be a woman, but being a woman is not like about, I don't know what parts you have. I don't know.
It's like the pendulum is swinging,
you know, yeah,
way off into Tumblr, yeah, land.
Right. Well, sure.
And, you know, you've got this, you know, plus you've got this whole body acceptance thing, right? Where you've got, you know, you've got the super, you know, the morbidly obese people that are being celebrated as, you know, oh yeah, you know, this is an ideal.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you've got this model that weighs like 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like going, oh, yeah, you know.
She's a very lovely woman.
Yeah, but she weighs about 150 pounds too much.
Well, yes. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Well, it's you know.
I mean, oh, God, human beings are so diverse. But
yes.
And. Well, but there is like a thing about where the human body can perform optimally.
Right. We have
and
this thing.
If you are too thin, if you are anorexic and too thin and don't eat, then your body, certain things happen to your body.
Exactly.
If you are morbidly obese, I don't care how pretty you are. Certain things are happening to your body. I have watched this model. She has like an Instagram account or something, and she posts pictures of herself, and she's gorgeous. She is very pretty, and she shows pictures of herself lifting weights. And I'm thinking, okay, because I've started lifting weights. Big people, fat people, go out and lift weights because you can do it. You're strong. You have to lift yourself all day. But it doesn't tell me that you're, I mean, if you go out and lift weights and then go eat 3 cheeseburgers afterwards, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, and, you know, that's the thing.
I don't know. Like I hate judging people, but I'm just saying from a science perspective, there is a bell curve for how the human body performs. If you're too heavy, if you're too thin, things start to happen to your body. And the body acceptance thing is, I think, getting a lot of people in trouble. And the Bruce Jenner is part of it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I just figure, like, you know, if this is your life and that's what you want to do, and as long as I don't have to pay for it, you know, have at it. But I'm totally ranting tonight. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's my birthday. I can rant. But especially with the trans-abled thing, I really think a lot of that is an attention thing. And there's a lot, you know, the Munchausen syndrome where act sick because they want their doctors to pay attention to them.
Yep.
I think this might be an extension of that. But at the same time, people who cause themselves to be disabled then will apply for disability. And they will make people like me, who apparently I am not disabled enough,
no,
I will have to pay for them. No, I'm not disabled. I really am not. Although, damn it, I will use that parking pass when I want to. I think I've earned it.
Well, I just think it's funny that somebody that was in an accident or whatever and lost their foot when they're, you know, 45.
Yeah.
Is disabled.
Boy, that would suck. Yeah.
But somebody that was born that way and basically grew up with their entire life missing a foot is not disabled.
Well, you know, there's some stuff I can't do.
Well, I just think it's,
and sometimes it really sucks and is painful, but I would not say, you know,
I just think it's, you know, it doesn't make sense. Okay. Either, you know, you take two people, one that was born that way and one that lost it later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the difference? Why is one disabled and one not?
Ability, I guess.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I like my parking pass though sometimes. Yeah.
We have a call. Let me see if it works.
Thank God.
It's area code 412. Hello.
Hello. Long time listener. First time caller.
You're kidding me. Who is this?
Happy birthday, Brita.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Eric. I am the dude who wrote that Chester Murphy's Mag 20 needed more hog. Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Weird's not even there?
He's not. No, he's on vacation, like petting. He's.
Oh, that's right.
We got an email from him, and he said he was giving pats to tropical fish.
Okay.
I think he's like in the Bahamas or something. Bermuda? Bahamas?
Yeah, I think he went to Bermuda, like an anniversary thing or something.
Gotcha.
Is this like baby number two? Or are they working on baby number two?
It may be.
Oh!
Although he said he didn't want another one after, you know. I guess.
No comments.
No comments, yeah. Well, I think Weird's good. There should be more of him in the world.
Yeah. I think I discovered the source of the sound problems.
Oh, Good for you.
Comcast is. I'm supposed to be getting 10 megs up, and I'm only getting one, so.
That sucks.
Comcast is having issues.
Yeah, the feed while I was on hold was kind of chopping in and out, but then again, I have Comcast too, so.
Yeah.
So the recording is going to sound like what?
Oh, it'll sound fine.
Oh, okay. Everybody will hear my rant on body issues.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Eric, are you a longtime like reader of Weird's blog?
You know, I kind of read blogs sporadically. Mm-hmm. Mostly I read Kevin Bacon's blog, you know, the old Kevin Baker. He was sort of like my blog father, the first blog I stumbled onto after Michael Baines. And
oh, so you really like to read then?
I am one of those people that still reads blogs, yes.
Cool. But
no,
she was
alluding to
Kevin
with his posts from hell. The
long, mega posts.
The Uber posts.
Yeah, he just, I didn't read all of it yet, but he just posted a mini Uber post just the other day I saw.
I haven't looked at it. Hello. Yeah. We're probably just all, you know, Googling Kevin Baker's blog.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not. I know. But how did you find how do you find the podcast? How did that happen?
I actually heard about it from Chaz at the Roadrunner podcast.
Oh,
he's great, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he is. You know, it was really cool to go to the Mag 40 and, you know, drink a Rolling Rock with Mass and meet Chaz and all kind of other cool people.
Neat.
It was a sweet opportunity.
Cool.
That's always fun when you can meet people you've, you know, met on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far, has
kind of
anybody lived
thing.
Up to your expectations or no?
Oh, yeah. He definitely met all my expectations. His sense of humor is great. I love listening to his podcast, and that's why I like you guys, because you kind of follow along the same vein.
Yeah, well, we try.
Yes, you know. we are unique.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling, and I hope you'll find it in your heart to call us some more once. And maybe the sound will work better.
Yeah,
next time.
Yeah, you know, I already broke the barrier, so I will probably do that if
great.
I remember to.
We love callers. Well, it's a call-in show.
Yep.
I know it doesn't sound like it is, but it really is.
Sometimes I take it, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Oh, hey, cool.
You just want to use your call-in widgets.
You know, I set all this up and nobody ever uses it.
I know.
It's kind of
depressing.
Are
we going to have to resort to guilt now?
We may. You don't call. You don't write.
Alan bought all this stuff for the show.
Oh. Well, you know what we should
what?
Do?
Oh, what?
You know what? Hang on. Crap. This is going to be one of those.
Yeah.
One of those dead air things while Alan looks for something.
No. Do I have to read something? Want me to read something? Oh, God.
No, you don't have to read anything. We have another caller.
Oh, good.
This is area code 305. Hello.
Hi, it's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
Yay.
What's happening?
No, nothing much. Who gets the award?
I was just about to do it. Since you asked.
Is there a sound for that too?
Yes. The 2015 Squirt Award goes to Brita.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Yay!
Other than you. Yay! Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank my mother and my turtle for a lifetime's worth of support.
Yay!
You get the golden acorn.
Thanks. Where is my check? I don't get paid.
I got an IRS check on my wall for, it's like for 50 cents. I'll send you that.
Okay. Well, it's better than nothing. It's more than the other guys get.
That's true. Actually, Raddus did a pretty good.
I saw.
A pretty good one for the major award. I think it was
Raddus. Which one do you like better, the major award or the Golden Acorn?
Well, I like the Golden Acorn, of course, because that's what the award is. It's the Golden Acorn.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, I'll render a poster-sized one.
Oh, perfect.
You know, what do you want? What, as I said, I tried to contact you. I couldn't get anything but to put the name on it.
Jay is missing my birthday.
Well, the first one goes to Brita, so put her name on it.
Yay! I love that little squirrel with the thing coming out of his head.
The squirrelicorn?
I love it. It's so cute, the little guy that Raddus has made.
Yeah.
It looks like an implant. It's perfect. I love it.
It is an implant.
I know, but it really looks...
It beams the show directly into your head.
I've never listened to one of our shows.
Ray Kurzweil says there's going to be human man machine interfaces in our lifetime.
Oh no! Isn't there already kind of?
Well, yeah, but he's talking.
I mean, they have like
he's talking pacemakers and stuff. You know, like computers in our heads and.
Don't they already have that?
Yeah.
For like cochlear implants.
Yeah, but not like what he's talking about.
Oh. Real cyborgs, not just those measly, you know. Okay.
Not the really cool real stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what do you think about it, Raddus?
About what?
We have topics.
The topic that keeps chopping in and out, no, I have no opinion on it. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a great opinion. Yeah. I actually don't really care either. I just, Alan pays me to talk about stuff.
Yeah. Well,
50 cents.
You know, my problem, one of my pet peeves is you can't call crazy people crazy anymore. So we have these, you know, we have a mass media that trots out complete fucking idiots and treats them as if their opinions were valid.
Alan, you're completely wrong. You absolutely can call crazy people crazy.
Well,
they just say something about it. They just complain about it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They're going to complain about everything anyway. So call people.
That's true.
Call crazy, crazy.
You're harassing me. You know,
kind of feel like about crazy people. I kind of feel like how I feel about, you know, constitutional carry. If you're not aiming your crazy at me, and I don't have to pay for your crazy, then go for it.
Yeah, don't get your crazy on me, and I won't buy.
Right. But it never works out that way.
No, it doesn't.
Because you have, you know, people in power who make you pay for other people's crazy.
I know. They start spewing crazy everywhere.
Right.
Well, look at the anti-vaccine people.
Yeah, they have the measles.
Yeah. I mean, that's everybody. That's people paying for crazy.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, look at all the people. I mean, we have a, you want to talk about a national crisis. We have a national crisis of panhandlers standing under bridges with cardboard signs in this country.
Well,
because the liberals succeeded in their deinstitutionalization movement. You can't commit anybody to the loony bin anymore, so they're just out roaming the streets.
Well, if you sideswipe a few, they'll have less.
Well, the cop, you know, there's, I don't know, you know, in Houston they have signs up all over the place saying it's illegal to beg for food money, it's illegal to do. I mean, it's all the, and these people, they don't care. They're standing out on the road. The cops don't do anything. Nobody does anything, and you know, people stand out there with their stupid little cardboard signs. God bless, hungry, need food.
We don't have that here. It's too cold.
Yeah, well.
They'll go south.
And that doesn't really go over too well in Florida when it's really hot. So.
Oh, they don't. They try to play on your sympathy down here. They get them. They, you know, they look all, you know, of course, a lot of them are on meth or whatever. So they're all skinny and strung out looking.
Yeah, those are the scary looking ones.
Yeah. But anyway, and people hand them money. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, the stupid is everywhere, too.
Yep. And this week on the Get Off My Fucking Lawn show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I could work on one of those, too.
We do need a squirrel with a gun.
Would be good. That would be okay. Nice.
You have a mission now. Squirrel with a gun.
But I just had to pick which. I got a grid. I got a foul. I got.
Oh my god!
We're not going to help you with that.
I think a grand.
Yeah, it has to be a grand. That's okay. Traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Radis.
Oh man. The Radis, the resident, the official score report graphics artist.
He's great, actually. I don't know how he does what he does, but I like it.
I don't know how he does it either, because he's always coming up with these posters and graphics and stuff. And we still don't have Jay. He's running really late.
Well, I'm about done.
I'm going to plan on him not being here.
This is funny.
What?
It's just me and you on my birthday.
Oh, I know. Oh, well.
Okay.
And it is Brita's birthday, actually.
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, but, you know, it is the birthday eve show.
I have no birthday plans. I have to work tomorrow. Yeah,
you'll be working.
So that'll be fun.
Yay.
The drunk hobo got kicked out for 90 days because he passed. Oh, can I tell the drunk hobo? Did I
tell
the drunk
hobo? No, no, you haven't, but it's a good story. Tell it.
Well, okay. So my library is kind of going downhill because I don't know why. I think all libraries are kind of going downhill because of demographics and the people who use libraries now. It's more like a social, it's getting to the point where it's like social services, really. You know, they can't, anyway, I won't go into it. Anyway, so we had this drunk guy who would come in and he would spend pretty much, he'd show up in the morning and kind of sleep off the night before. And then he would disappear in the afternoon and then re-arrive in the evening. And we would have to go kind of roust him and wake him up and at closing and get him out of the building. And he was doing okay there for a while. Like it seemed like he was trying to get his shit together, but I think that lasted about a week. One evening he left the building and, you know, I didn't work that night, but he left the building and, you know, the staff closed up the library and everybody was going out together because it's dark and we were told to walk out together for safety to our cars. And as they were walking out, they found the drunk guy passed out in the bushes and all they could see were his feet.
How did you wind up passed out in the bushes?
I really don't know.
And
all they could see was his feet sticking out of the bushes and they pulled him up out of the bushes. And one of the stupid ladies I work with wanted to drive him home.
Oh no.
The things she was not worried about having a drunk stranger in her car. She was not worried about him vomiting in her car or, you know, whatever else he might be prone to do. She was worried that he might have lice. That was her big worry. And she was insistent on driving him home.
Oh no.
And they finally convinced her not to drive him home. And I don't know if they just kind of aimed him in the right direction and kind of shoved him away, but nobody called the police. But later on in the week, he showed up again in the library. And then I guess our library director decided she had it and she called the police and he's been kicked out for 90 days. So I don't have to deal with him on my birthday.
Yay.
Which is, you know, one bright spot.
What about the flasher?
Oh, you know, we had a flasher recently, a flasher, and he got arrested.
Awesome. The part I loved was his mother posting on Facebook about her little baby was missing and like doing a missing person thing.
Yeah. Her
all the while he was sitting in jail arrested for
flashing.
He was
missing for 2 days because he was in jail for flashing one of our employees at the library. Yeah. It's libraries are not safe places.
Yeah. It ain't, you talked about that before, you know, a lot of people have these romantic notions about the library. You know,
I don't think they've been in libraries.
Well, you know, they went to it when they were a kid 30 years ago or whatever. And, you know, it was a very romantic thing for them. And they read lots of books and it was lovely and all that kind of stuff. And now they get all their books from Amazon or they, you know,
download movies
from the internet. They never they hadn't set foot in a library in 20 years.
Yeah.
And they have no
idea. The only time they come in the library. The only time those people come in the library is when their printer it runs out of ink and they have to print something. And then I have to help them. And they don't have library cards because they, you know.
Of course not.
They don't use the library. But so tomorrow should be fun because it's jeans day and I get to wear jeans.
All right.
That's another good thing. Yay.
You know,
and then I'm going to go home and drink beer.
It's always jeans day in my office now.
Oh, Alan. You're not fooling anybody.
I know. It's
you don't actually wear pants.
It's actually, you know what? This is great. I'm working from home now, which means that, you know, I work from home. So not only do I have an office cat, it's you know, it's like a pants free work environment.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love it. Of course, you know, I still have to go out and go places, but still, you know.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it'll cut down on laundry and stuff, right?
Yeah, well,
I guess that's good. I don't know.
And my office is totally Second Amendment friendly. You can carry.
Very good.
I can carry in my office now. We have another caller. Let's see if this works.
It's 947, people.
I know. It's area code 917. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Beta.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ying.
Hey, it's Ying.
Ying actually called the show.
Yay.
Because it's your birthday.
Thank you. It's so good to hear from you, Ying.
I actually called to sing you happy birthday song, but not that one. That's free.
Oh, good.
Yes. Okay. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Aww.
I hope this year you will get out of Ohio. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Oh, lovely.
Yay.
Thank you.
Did you hear that part? I said, I hope this year you will get out of Ohio.
I heard that.
Okay.
Nice.
Kind of choppy, so wasn't sure.
I heard it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ying.
Well, welcome.
Give Troy a big
that's
hug
all.
Me.
Okay.
Troy,
have a good show.
Boy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
She's the cutest.
She is adorable. All right. Well.
Okay. I'm done.
I'm done too.
All right.
Quit eating the power cord, cat.
Is this my birthday gift? I get to end the show early?
While I yell at the cat.
Okay.
Yeah, let's pack it in. We're done.
All right.
I'm just...
I lifted weights today. I'm tired.
No. Plus, there's no Jay. I mean...
What happened, Jay?
I don't know. Jay's a no-show. You know what happens when you don't show up for work and you don't call in and, you know...
Fired.
That's right.
We're going to have to look for another Jay. Well, we'll do the interviewing next week.
Yeah. I don't know. I may have time. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. And
yep.
I know it was kind of a weird show, but... And a Brita ranty show.
Yeah, it was. That was a good rant. I liked it.
Well, whatever.
And the sound is a lot better on the recording, I promise.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. The Comcast, I checked my upload speed, and the Comcast was just less than a meg. So nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. So anyway, good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, Alan.
Good night.
Good night, squirrels.
Good night, everybody.